man is the highest in all creation. It's spoken of very highly by all scriptures. All say that because this is the highest, because we can do work which cannot be done in any other body. That is, we can know ourselves and know God.
And this is the Master's path.
Yes.
On the path to higher consciousness.
Yes.
Okay. Our program is called On the Path to Higher Consciousness. It's a series produced by the Siddhartha Foundation for the Study of Higher Consciousness in Waltham, Massachusetts. On these programs, we explore the dimensions of man and his spirit in the New Age. My name is J. Richard Turner, and our guest today is Sant Kirpal Singh. Kirpal Singh, what is the Master's Path on the Path to Higher Consciousness?
Master's path on the higher consciousness is to first to know about his own self as conscious being. Soul is the top of the ocean of all consciousness. Unless one knows himself, as all masters in the past told us, man knows thyself, who we are, what we are. We are conscious entities. Having man body, the highest in all creation. In this it is possible to know oneself. Unless one man knows himself, he can know the higher consciousness. So this is a practical subject for which demonstration is given first, to know oneself. How to know oneself? It is one matter of not at the level of feelings or emotions are drawing inferences. It is purely a subject of self-analysis, knowing oneself and knowing God. Higher consciousness can only be experienced, or risen into, I would say, if our own consciousness is first all devoid of all outer coverings. So it is a matter of pure self-analysis, how to rise above body consciousness. This is a demonstration of which is given by all masters who came in the past. Even now they are giving. So when man rises above body consciousness practically, he knows some power is controlling us in the body. So man body is the true temple of God in which we reside, as well as that higher power that controls us in the body also resides. There are so many apertures in the man body. Eyes, ears, nose, mouth, and two underneath, but we cannot run away out of it. Some power is controlling us in the body. That consciousness comes only first when we know ourselves by rising above body consciousness. That higher consciousness is had when we transcend into the beyond. To transcend into the beyond, that is, when our attention is withdrawn from all outside and from the body below and rise up to the seat of the throat, of the soul in the body, which is at the back of the two eyebrows. When he reaches there, just as it St. Plutarch says, a man who is initiated into the mysteries of the beyond, the soul has the same experience of leaving the body as it has at the time of death. It is not matter only. I mean, visualization or feelings or drawing inferences is a matter of pure self-analysis, rising over body consciousness, and to know oneself that he is the man who is driving, who is living the whole man body below, and who also enables us to know the world outside. So this is the first step that the Master given always to be taught. Now when we know ourselves, you see that power controls all consciousness. It is a drop in the ocean of all consciousness. But their macrocosm is in the microcosm. So we have got bodies in different planes to work in those, enable us to work in those planes. Physical body, we have got physical, we have got conscious. When we rise into, then we have got the astral body to work in the astral plane. Again, we have to rise further. We have got the causal body to work in the causal plane. And transcend all these three, we rise into the spiritual planes, which is the whole consciousness. Up to three planes, it is not all consciousness, it is only mixed up with matters of different grades. So two consciousness rises when man rises above physical body, astral body, causal body. When he is there, he sees consciousness is just like a drop of water, it's just mixed with another further water. That is matter to be experienced, cannot express in words. When consciousness can experience up to first, second, third plane, beyond it is only going into or entering into a higher consciousness to lose outer identity. That higher consciousness can be expressed in words. Even all the feelings in the worldly way we can express in words. How can that consciousness, which is all consciousness, can be expressed in words? This is only an intellectual wrestling, I would say. We can come to some conclusion, what is that, what is not that. So, Master says, well, we are, of course, after higher consciousness, but higher consciousness we have in the, what you say, in the mind ramifications, the mind was physical, astrally, and causally also. The three states of mind, physical, astral, and causal. Unless it rises above all these minds, we cannot have true consciousness, but that consciousness cannot be expressed in words, can be experienced. Even to rise above body consciousness, this is the thing to be experienced. This experience can be given by a demonstration by some master power who is competent, who rises above body consciousness day to day at his will and pleasure, and can give demonstration of that to others who come to him for that purpose. So first step is on the way to higher consciousness is to know oneself, to his own conscious self, because it is we who will live in the whole body here, physical body, as on the work in the astral causal. When these all these coverings are taken off, he rises into all consciousness, nothing to be expressed in words. People try to give some account of the matter inferences, but when it's all rises into oneness, to whom he to speak? The very said that I see all consciousness, it means he has not seen it, because he explains it at the level of one himself. See, if he sees the water mixing into the river, then how can he see this is river or the oneself? So all consciousness cannot explain words. This only drawing inferences or intellectual wrestling, you can give something, this is that, this is that. But that state is not, cannot be explained in words, only experience. Even ourselves, when we rise our physical body, that cannot be explained in words here. It is just to be born anew. You must be reborn. Or this ABC starts from when we learn to die, then it's in ourselves, that's the first step towards higher consciousness. But there are further steps in the astral plane too, causal plane too, and transcend all these three. When we rise into the spiritual planes, which can be spread, though by reference are given, but all scriptures, they say so.
Kirpal Singhji, how does one become acquainted with his master?
Outer expression is born the same as all other men are born, with the same privilege from God. Outer inner constitution the same. The only thing is, when a man gets a degree, a PhD, how can you recognize him? You recognize only when you sit by him and see day to day, well, he is above all. So, only criterion that we can have, as given by all masters, is he should be able to raise you above body consciousness, physical at least, by giving a demonstration. If you can give that God is light, when you rise above body consciousness, your single eye is open. When single eye is open, you see, it is all dark, it's all that you see is all light. So this is who can give you something on the start to, say, some capital to start with. This is the only criterion we can have. And moreover, by coming in his presence, you see your mind is still for a while. This is what I have come to by parallel study of religions and personal experience. But about others, you see, each one has his own scope. They say so, they reach the highest. But the only thing, when you take this subject as a matter of intellectual wrestling, how can that be? Because until the mind is controlled, mind and intellect are so seized for a while, only then this, our own consciousness comes up. What to speak of that consciousness? So others are unaware. This is how I take it. The new development, whatever they, some have recourse to psychology, relax. Others only give you by some, what you say, by treatment like that and for a while little light, but that is no light. Light is only without touching hand. It should raise you up above body consciousness, remove the darkness from before your eyes. And Master said, don't believe the words of a master unless you see it for your own self what is what. You bear testimony to it. But this is the criterion now, the master. There is no outer badge, but by his presence you will find radiation. And what is, that's the first thing, the outer thing is, he will be able to give you a demonstration as to how to rise above body consciousness. Open the single eye and see for yourself there is light.
What was your experience, your feeling many, many decades ago when you met your master?
Yes.
Did you experience something very special, and do you still feel that feeling?
I was in touch. Man who is in church, you do everything, meant all, read all scriptures. Very sweet stories of the beyond, I did find, but how to have it, that was not possible. So it was a matter of pure self-analysis. So I prayed, God, oh God, if there's anybody, after God works through somebody, demand and supply is in law of nature, if there's anybody, somebody, you must manifest. How can he see with a blind man, how can he recognize the man with eyes? So God, one form appeared to me in my meditations. I took him as Guru Nanak. I was just there seeing with him in the beyond too, in the days of my subterranean walk. Then after all, about 7 years after, I physically met him. When he found he was the same, I told him why it was all delayed, why it was the opportune time. So when he met me, you see, he gave me demonstration. All labors, all efforts were done away with. Now the ABC starts from there. With word philosophy, then the religion starts. You know, there's a prayer. Oh God, I'm grateful to you for you have kept this secret from the worldly wise and given to the base.
Your work in India,
yes,
is very much based on the work of your master, isn't it? The center which you have built,
yes,
in India is built on the principles which your master taught to you.
No, I tell you, whatever my master told me, that is the basic teachings of all masters who came to the past. That's a parallel study of all scripture. And given the book in which I have given quotations from all scripture, East and West, the basic teaching has been the same all through, in a way has not been too. Of course, when time later on, for want of practical people, they had to regard to certain scopes separately. There are so many yoga, but each yoga has its own scope. This is natural yoga, which gives you a contact with the God into space and power direct by raising your body consciousness, and you see it is that. So the sun, you see the ray of the sun. You can go on the ray, you reach the sun. So God, when he wanted and wished to be managed, it came into expression, there was vibration. And vibration results in two things, light and sound. So light and sound is the yoga of the attention. When it is contacted, when you rise above body consciousness, that is the power which is keeping us in the body and controlling all creation. So we come to know that when rise above body consciousness, or even atheists, I say, there are atheists when but of God nowhere in his room, and he was at death's bed. A child came up, he was going to read, God is and no G-O-D-O-D God, and no W now, H-E-R here. God is now here. He asked my child, I see some power control. So this can be realized when you, at the time of death, rise above body consciousness, or even now, you become some power controlling. This is the physical cover which is better taken up than the astral cover, the causal cover, and the super causal. Beyond that, there's the true, Homa for Father. All masters have referred to it, and even beyond, ineffable and just, going into the God absolute. Guru Nanak has referred, all others have referred, he says, all saints rise above the highest super causal line, and further ineffable and sweet into the God which is absolute, absorbing them. He says, poor Nanak resides there. All other saints are alike. So this is about those who have gone to the highest. Others on their step. Some are risen up to the physical. They give only some mesmerism, some hypnotism, some psychology, and by trick of the pen, new fingers, they give something. That's all. We do different to all. Some have access into the first astral plane. They can give you right to that. Second plane, Master will give you up to that stage. Up to third, like that. Unless you meet the highest Master's ultimate goal of the absolute, reaching into, diving into the Vedanta, so their stage is gone. All Master, by parallel study, you'll find they have their stages. Shankara and others, you see, they define it all consciousness. Then they turn up again that God in the expression power is what is wanted. And that is manifest in man. Shankara, no, he believed in the absolute God, is all God, there's no soul. Then he came to a little announce he made, yes, there is soul also. And the next man who followed him, he absolutely descend. Well, God absolute cannot be this. We are not that. So there is covering of, you see, there is covering on the bodies. This is one covering like of the prana and anandamaya kosh is also a covering, you see. Jnanamaya kosh is a covering too. But jnanamaya kosh is a covering, not the absolute. To rise into absolute, well, nobody, only refer it and finish. Even the all conscious cannot use this in word. To the best I know, I have come to know. By the study of religious too. So all conscious we can only infer by intellectual wrestling, that's all. And the masters of the higher order say, what? Oh man, the seekers after God, you have just forgotten the God by intellectual wrestling. So as a matter of inference you draw, see and then say that is something else. Christ, another said, we see. And we say, and we are testimony to it. This all other masters say. Guru Nanak said, I speak as I am inspired by God. Sometimes people speak from the subconscious level. The subconscious level, what it is? It is experience of all past births. From that level they can talk. But if he has risen to the all conscious level, those words can only be, nothing can be said. People simply say, just say water is poured into another vessel, it becomes one. So this is a matter, to me it is inexpressible, and what I have seen by parallel study of religion, to go into the absolute God, who can know? Nobody. Nobody is in God and India. God into spiritual power, of course we had experience of that. That also got into the covers you have shaken off. By shaking your physical body, you rise from consciousness. And then astral body is shaken under still. So, causal body to shake is very difficult. That is the mental plane, mind plane. Little thought will bring a new world. It is only masters alone there. Absorbed his whole attention in the light and sound, which will take a third one. So it's very difficult inside. But anyhow, we do different to all, whatever they come to, people are deriving benefits, that's all it. Because you asked about the all consciousness, so I give it something, but I have come to.
What part does the initiation play in this reaching of a new consciousness?
The first part is to rise above, know oneself. One is conscious entity. It's got a covering, you see, three coverings, of course, physical, astral, causal. But when the lamp is burning, there are three, four coverings, you shake off one, you see some light. When all consciousness is no light, then you shake out the other, there's more light. Then you shake out the other, there's still more light. So all religions, you see, teach like that. Religion means the word, not social body. I mean to say, religion means to back, religion to bind. You know? Those who have gone up like that, they see God is light. Also God is light. And Lord Krishna also. Everybody, by parallel study of religion, have found that all the basic teachings have been the same of all. So long as the people, they were there, the people derived full benefit of that. When they left the scene there to keep their teachings alive, all these social bodies of schools all came into being. So long as practical people were there of different degrees, and they referred to Shankar and the second man after it, so they didn't know. So Master do come from time to time to revive all this and bear testimony also. But all at once, who can you know? The man who flies in the air, only the other man who will fly there will know what he is.
On the path to higher consciousness,
yes.
What part does the initiation ceremony play?
Demonstration. No ceremony, no offering, no flowers, only like a school. Given a sitting, with little attention, give a boost, they will drop from outside and see light. They will attach in this way. No ceremony, no gifts, nothing whatsoever. It is a gift of nature, you see. All gifts of nature are free. Air, water, sun. It's also gifts of nature, why should we pay for it?
Much of your work in India,
yes,
is in your center, which you've built there.
No, all through India. All through India, in Pakistan too. All through India, I've got about 30 centers there, 40 centers. Here, also outside, about 120 or more than that centers in the Achania.
What is the main work that you do at those centers?
Main work is usually give them some bread of life to the soul. Physically people give it, intellectually give it. I'm not against it, that's the first step. But what food is given to the soul? Soul is conscious entity. The bread of life and the water of life can only be conscious. And the higher conscience is already controlling us in this body. When it rises above, to give a contact with that is the initiation. To withdraw all attention from outside, raise up the body consciousness and come to the seat of the soul in the body, which is at the back, and then transcend into the beyond. It is just sun rising this way, setting this way, rising this way. Those are daily practice they do, they rise. For them, the death is a matter of joy. There. So God sends all, He chooses that where He manifests, He carries on His mission of God, you see. Moreover, you find one thing. All those came here, most of them, these people began to, God sent them to know the people, there is God, who is the maker of all creation. He should be worshipped. But many you will find all worship those messengers who came here. So messengers say carefully, I am not God, we are the messengers of God. God has sent me, Father has sent me. You see, I can know you. He is your God. But only you say we respect all other incarnations who came, never take the name of God.
Can you envision for us the future for mankind, the spiritual life of man?
Yes. That's awakening coming up, you see? Coming up, East and West both. Men are fed up with their outer ways of, you see, ritualism and other things. They're very unhappy. Awakening is rising about, you see? In the East and West too. And Golden Age will come from Iron Age, not far from heaven or actually. Now people are new. See, all what they have done, say, unless they get something so strange. We say God is light. Everybody says. But I have seen light. Then whatever say God is, I mean, we have written all creation. Have you seen? If not, then what it compares to? Like implantments in the body, right? And that is he, of course. Whatever you perform in the way of knowing God, they are good actions. They are showed good results. But all the same, the doership is there. Unless the doership is there, then as you sow, so shall you reap. Unless you become conscious co-worker of the divine plan, then say, he is the doer, I am not the doer. You lose all ego, then who will reap it? The seeds you have sown. This ultimate goal of the master. They say, see, and then say. And they make others see. What did Christ say? I have come to let those people see who do not see. These are the references given in the scriptures. For want of practical people, we are not able to right interpretation. Guru Nanak says, they have entered within and they could not find the door. Christ also said, whatever you see, the old prophets wanted to see, they could not. Whatever you hear, prophet did not hear. You find in scriptures all these things. The right interpretation of the scriptures can only be given by someone who has seen. So masters are favor of see and then say. They are, I think from their level, all world is blind. Blind does not mean the terminology of the saints, means not those who have got no eyes on the forehead, but those whose single eye is not open to see the light of God. Now you compare what you are doing. Now you made models of man outside temples, churches, don't shave and no shaved other, put in light and symbols, light and, I mean, sound principle, symbol of that and that. That was modeled to show for the new man that such light is within you and such light sound is reverberating within you. But for want of practical people, they are stuck to there and forgot the true temple of God in which he is, we is that and also God is that. God forbid, if any pinnacle of any church or temple and is broken, well, we are ready to sacrifice all true temples of God in on this. For those whose eyes are not open, for them out of chance, we have respect for them, for them to know what is what. So for want of practical people, poor fellows for what is this one? And God has been sending masters from time to time to revive the truth. And it is no new truth, it is old thing. This is the basic truth given by all masters in the past.
Sankir Pal Singh Ji, could you give us a brief meditation now so that our audience, as they're listening at home, could join with us?
So these meditations given every morning here in hundreds. Today I think about 600 people are there.
More than.
Every time 500, 400, 1,000 also. Every morning, yeah. Everywhere where I go. That requires at least half an hour. Because we are not accustomed to it to be our attention from outside.
Right.
It is quite practical. People have had the experience and they testify they have seen this and that. Not it is that one mesmerizes or hypnotizes somebody to say all this is that. No. Each man has his own experience. Different.
What I was hoping that we might do is to have you just have our audience close their eyes for a few minutes. And you could give them some thoughts to meditate on.
Well, I can tell you what I've been explaining every day, wherever I go. First thing is our physical body should be still. Because man body is the temple of God. In which we desire and also God controlling power desire. Outward expression of soul is attention. The attention when it is paid to the outgoing faculties work. The world also seems to live. But that when that attention is withdrawn from there, this is what is wanted to be done. So withdraw your attention from all outside. When a man is dying, you see, he doesn't recognize anybody who comes to him. When a man is absorbed some thought, somebody calls him once, twice, he does not hear. says, why are you not giving reply to my question? He says, I will absorb in something else. So long as our attention is there, all other things work. So that attention is to be drawn from outside and from the body below. And rise up to the feet of the soul, which is at the back of the eyes, where at the time of death, soul will die, the eyes are upturned, from the earth leaping to the beyond. So this is a little way up given. Those who are competent, you can go also give it if you adopt that way. Every saint has his past and every saint has a future. So people having it. If they withdraw their attention from outside, and also on the body below, arrive at one seat of the soul which is back the eyes, and sweet members of God, some boost is given by charging, you see. Then they see light. Oh, what Christ says, shut your son in the closet of your body. Those people seeking all around, they cannot find it. Our attention is the whole thing. God is all attention. And we are attention. Our attention, so long as it is attached to different departments of the body, eyes, ears, they work. If I love him, I just forget my mind. You may cut your body. This is regular science, practical, which people have achieved. You know, are some people who, little experience, each man has it. When he's sitting in absorbed thought, he does not hear. His eyes may be open, somebody pass, he does not recognize. So it is a step to know, if it's completely withdrawn, then you get an injection. All right, no injection. You draw your attention, you feel the pain, but less. This will be down on the, that is from outside, coming up to the feet of the soul, at the back of the eye. This is practical thing. And the demonstration is given. We are already identified with the outside, outgoing faculties, intellect, and this and that thing. And we have recourse to such like practices which relate to those. How can they rise above you? Some people do have background. They see light. I've seen such like people, and they are getting them treated by doctors. Poor, I do not know what is what. So this is regular way, life after the dead, sure, I two and two make four. And in body, man body alone, we are competent to rise above body consciousness, know ourselves, and then be ourselves, stage by stage, until we absorb into the absolute power. And there, somebody needs to know that to be not. Who can give us something to start with? Call him by any name, sir.
We've been discussing masters on the path to higher consciousness.
Yes.
Our program is produced by the Siddhartha Foundation for the Study of Higher Consciousness, yes, in Waltham, Massachusetts. My name is J. Richard Turner.
That's all. Thank you. Somebody asked me to give a talk on all consciousness. I told them, they cannot be this guy. They give some subject about a man who allowed you all, how can he speak to anybody? What is this? It's all God. In between, around, below everything. Yourself in God. Whom you will speak. The very thing it is all consciousness is there. I tell you, what is denial of effect.
Thank you very much.
So glad to see you.